We were just joking that they're doing the Homeland Security checks as you go into the garage, so we don't know if anybody else has gotten caught in all of that, but...
Yeah, right.
But welcome. I'm Lisa Diller, and this is the Aging Subcommittee meeting. Just thought we should go around the room and identify ourselves for the purposes of public information.
My name is Chris Oakes. I'm with the Division of Services for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, and I'm a project manager for the new Delaware Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Carol Boyer, a community person. Like a community concerned person.
And long history in caregiving is very important.
Yes.
Good morning. I'm Lucretia Young, and I'm the State Director for AARP, and I am also the chairperson for the Volunteer Community Services Board for Newcastle County.
I'm Kevin Whitaker. I am a home builder and also vice president in, of the Home Builders Association of Delaware, so I sit on their board also.
You can come on down if you want to, Kevin.
People here.
Okay.
Should I speak louder?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I can hear you.
Someone said, yeah.
Grant Firestone, aide to the County Council President, Tom Kovac.
Oh, okay. No, I'm slow with this.
Kim Appalucci, Associate State Director for Communications for AARP of Delaware.
And I'm Susan Eggert. I'm with Newcastle County's Department of Community Services.
Renee Bensley, Legislative Aid to Councilwoman Delaware.
Okay, folks, we haven't been together for a while, so we do have minutes from November 22nd, if you want to just take a look at these, and if you have any additions or corrections, please let me know, and then we'll move forward with an approval of them.
I'll move to approve minutes.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Let's move on with our discussion of the universal design legislation. We met with Kevin and another member of the Home Builders Association on Friday, and at this point with the universal design legislation, there have been some minor tweaks by land use, but at this point, we had a list that we included in the design options. And one of the things that Kevin suggested, Kevin and Deb suggested, was that it should read something like, such as the items that were enumerated in Section B. And this is the list that we had. The one-step main entry, offset tub shower controls, wide blocking in walls around tub and shower and toilet, lever type door handles, single lever faucets, and utilization of minimum and maximum heights for switches and outlets. And so these would be options that people, that we would like to be offered to folks. One of the things that we talked about at length is that the stepless main entry may or may not work depending on the topography of the site. You may have sites that it would just be so expensive to do one step entry, and since this is a list of options, someone who is thinking about possibly going into, you know, this development, who would have someone who might be in a wheelchair or might have issues with mobility, that's something they need to think about, and that not all sites will be able to do the stepless entry, you know, given what the site itself looks like. So I think we had a really good discussion about that and felt like since these were options, we just wanted to include it, but that it was not something that would be required. Is And when we get the, you know, Kevin said that the list that we had included initially was fine with the Home Builders Association, and so I think we can begin to move forward working with land use to get this to go. We wanted to raise, everybody should have a copy of the AARP brochure, and that includes a number of things that go beyond what we have in our list, but things to think about, you know. So if you want to take a look at that, Kim, is this now available on the website?
It's available right on our home webpage. It's right at the top. You can click on a PDF of this, and I can also provide printed copies to anyone who might want 50, 100. Mm-hmm. I can certainly do that for people.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we want to get people thinking about this issue, and I feel like this is a really, it's a good tool, and if we can get it out, start getting it out in the community, that's a good thing. The other thing is that we talked about maybe a disconnect. Do you want to talk about
no,
that?
No, I don't want, when you get a chance, I wanted to mention about the story in our AARP bulletin that I talked to you and Renee about. I thought now might be a good time to just mention that there will be a story in the March issue of AARP's bulletin about the ordinance and another state piece of legislation that you're familiar with, we're working on, and that will drive people to AARP's homepage to download this if they want to.
Oh, great.
So it's just another vehicle to increase awareness.
That's good. Okay.
I'm sorry.
what I was going to say is that we did have a discussion about the disconnect between people who need, you know, housing with universal design and the availability of housing with universal design. And one of the things that we want to do is connect Kim with the Home Builders Association so that maybe we can publicize the availability of things that some of their members have, so we can connect people and homes. So I think that was something very positive that came out of all of that, and we thank Kevin and Deb for coming to that meeting.
Well, Leon Wiener, as you know, and thanks to Deb, Leon Wiener, they have a lot of, you know, they've been dealing with this type of stuff. A lot of their stuff is government funded and or subsidized, so they have a lot of product out there actually, which is, and she has actually called. She had a good list of groups she had contacted to try to promote their stuff. Not a lot of people jumping at it now, but like we talked about the other day, a lot of this is just education and kind of planning for the future a little bit. So.
So maybe we can make a connection.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. That's a synergy that we would love to be part of, I think.
Great. Susan, you had offered to do an update on the Senior Minor Home Repair Program.
Yes. Let me tell you where we are. We were contacted by the Milford Housing Development Corporation. They were seeking a partnership to help them expand their volunteer program into Newcastle County. We thought that was great because what we've been trying to do is establish a system of volunteers to help respond to the waiting list on our Senior Minor Home Repair Program. So myself and Lexi Driscoll of our housing unit went down and met with them. And, you know, we're moving forward, you know, answering some of the questions that come up, but I think that there's real potential for them. They have a long-standing and effective volunteer program that does, you know, everything from replacing windows to actually building full houses, mainly in Kent and Sussex County, more of a focus in Sussex. But they are expanding into lower Newcastle County and would like to expand further north. The challenge is that in order for them to do that, they need to connect better to some of the Newcastle County resources, whether it's a source of donated materials and or other funding, so they can bring on a construction supervisor up north to manage the volunteers. They work with the Senior Employment Program to help them out with volunteer coordination and some administration and otherwise. And so they would look at linking with the Newcastle County Senior Employment Program also.
So we're a little bit at the beginning of trying to work through some of these questions. I do have some, not the most readable versions of their brochure, if you'd like to send those around, that people can take a look at those. So we think there's lots of potential. We need to see what we can do to support them by identifying some other resources. And then, you know, I think we can start to move forward. I think it makes a lot of sense not to reinvent a wheel, and they have a track record, and they have the infrastructure and the system. So I think things are looking up.
This is great news. I think that the last thing we wanted to do was reinvent the wheel, but we just wanted to move this kind of project forward, so that's terrific.
Susan, most of these volunteers are seniors themselves, or?
Not necessarily, no. I think they actually work with a lot of faith-based groups, but not strictly seniors themselves.
Oh, I certainly like the photo.
Does Universal Design, I think you're pretty early in your discussions, has Universal Design come up at all with the Milford people?
Yeah, it has, because part of our conversation throughout has been looking at, responding to some of the needs, sort of the retrofits and that sort of thing, but also educating the seniors that we're working with on that. So, yeah, it has, and they're... they're up to date and knowledgeable, and that's the sort of thing they're aware of. So we would make sure that that's part of what we do with them.
I think we've sort of looked at this in terms of the challenge of finding some funding, but part of it was, what are we doing funding for? So if we've got a group that can actually move forward, this solves a big problem that we face in the past, so I'm feeling like things are...
It's a great opportunity, I think. I really
it's
do.
It's terrific. Yeah. I'm excited about this. And we've been joined by Kristen Dwyer. Kristen, do you want to introduce yourself and your colleagues?
My name is Kristen Dwyer. I'm the Executive Office and the Policy Coordinator, and this is actually my younger brother, Sean Dwyer.
Oh, cool.
He is a senior at Westchester University. He'll be graduating in May. Interested in public policy and administration, however, was to work in Philadelphia, and I just thought he could come and see what it's all about today. So, here he is.
Very good. Well, welcome. Glad that you could join us. So, if you don't have to sit in the corner, you can come over to the table.
Unless you have something contagious.
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
About the brochure?
Sure.
I think that it might be interesting to kind of spell out for people what kinds of repairs they might. It might qualify for. I wonder how many people really know what home retrofitting or home repairing could encompass.
I think this is their current brochure. I think if we were to partner with them, we would need a brochure that would describe what we would be doing with them. Because I could see us, depending on where the funding is coming from for this, we may have additional requirements that might have to be spelled out in the brochure.
Right.
And there are limitations and requirements around the sorts of repairs that can take place with the senior minor home repair program. Yeah. So we would make sure that that's all communicated.
Right. I mean, is it just a ramp? Is it making your windows energy efficient? Is it insulating a wall? I don't think when you say home retrofit or home repair, I don't think people really understand how it can benefit them.
Yeah, and that language is available through our Senior Minor Home Repair Program. The other thing I wanted to mention is that this group does install temporary ramps, which...
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, you were telling me about that, yes.
Which could be really advantageous to dealing with, some of the variance issues and that sort of thing. So they've got that experience too, which is a big plus, and we can take a look at how that might be able to help us out too with the accessibility funding.
So what are the next steps with you guys? Just out of curiosity, Susan, where do we need to go with this? I mean, this group may not need to do as much as community service does in terms of discussions with them to move forward.
Well, I think the next steps are to a couple different things. To present to the county's risk management folks this scenario
and get their feedback on it. This group carries with it some of those sorts of mechanisms. So insurance for the volunteers, a waiver agreement with the customer, that sort of thing. So that's a great thing. So I think we have to spell that out and communicate that with our risk management folks. And the other thing is to really start to talk through and look for those resources that this group would need in order to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So again, that's funding for a construction supervisor and sources of materials. And they're aware of all of the various housing programs, so they know the language and they understand. Again, that's another big plus. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the two main pieces, mm-hmm. the next step.
Okay. Maybe we can talk about how we could collaborate on that.
Okay.
In the future.
Yeah, sure.
That would be good. And also, you were going to give us an update on other community services senior programming?
Yeah, I do have some copies of some of the most recent programming that I'll send around. I'll send a few this way. I'm not sure how many copies I have, if I have enough for everybody. We'll send some this way. But you'll see that basically we have been expanding the sorts of programs that we offer to seniors through our activity centers and the Ab Jones Senior Center. And we're really marketing those in a more active way, too. We've expanded the sorts of things that we are offering at the Hockessin Community Activity Center, too, for seniors. There just haven't been as many programs and activities offered there. So we've expanded that. And then within our regular activity center programs, we have things like Zumba Gold and Sit and Be Fit and Tai Chi and those sorts of chair yoga, that sort of thing that we have been offering for a long time. But what we're trying to do is sort of highlight those sorts of existing and expanded senior programs in our outreach to help get the word out to targeted groups.
Susan, in terms of the volunteer recruitment, I know that you and I have been aware of the baby boomer group coming mm-hmm. through. Are you seeing any increase in, say, senior volunteers in your volunteer component for the county?
Sort of in a general way. We've been partnering with the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program pretty effectively, and so they're active with us. I think we can definitely do more with AARP, get some of our opportunities listed. I think maybe a little bump, but not anything super dramatic. Mm-hmm. Probably if there's any trend, it's high school students.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking for opportunities, yeah. And some new groups, too, that have come forward looking for opportunities to serve together, a few. We've connected with fraternities and sororities at the University of Delaware, but also up at Widener. Some other community groups like the Indo-American Association of Delaware. So we have some other groups, including corporate groups. But I'd say that the big trend would be high school students looking for volunteer opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Kristen.
Yeah. If I may, I just wanted to update the group. I don't know how long ago it was, Kim, probably a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. The county executive would like to publish a brochure that outlines all of our senior what the county has to offer seniors. So whether it's programming or activity centers, to the the call, the roll call that the paramedics and the police offer. And I met with Kim at AARP to see if we could partner on doing an AARP Newcastle County brochure or something similar. And however, we've been bumped, just to give you an update, bumped to the Ethics Commission to make sure that would be okay.
Sure. Yeah,
so that's the status right now, but I'm pushing hard to work with AARP.
We talked about that, with some of the issues,
because I just think it takes the message home that Newcastle County has programming and a lot to offer to seniors, but we just have to make sure that, we dot our I's and cross mm-hmm. our T's and we don't get in any trouble.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about Kristen and I was the way that, you know, AARP would certainly be happy to promote a brochure like that. That would be at, you know, really nice level brochure. We could put it on our website and, you know, use all our communications channels to sort of spread the word.
Yeah, like available to you in Newcastle County or something.
Yeah. You know, obviously, we have such a huge constituency in Newcastle County, and AARP is very, very committed to really reaching out into the communities, working on the grassroots level. So,
and thank you again for meeting with me. I really appreciate it. That's a lot of good ideas.
Well, we had a great time. We had some lunch, and we actually discussed a lot of good ideas. You're very creative.
Thank you.
Well, you know, one thing that would be really nice, as someone who actually goes to the Newark Senior Center every month, I mean, I must have, you know, the brochures for Newcastle County take up the entire table.
Just have a comprehensive.
To have something that if somebody looks through this brochure and says, hey, tell me about that senior roll call, mm-hmm. I can pull out a brochure and give it to them, but I don't have to have it all over the table, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, mm-hmm. we do so much, but it would be nice to have it in one place. So as somebody who actually uses that material on a monthly basis, it would be very nice to have a good summary that people could take with them.
And, well, you know, I have to say, though, that the Newcastle County Happenings publication mm-hmm. is quite good, and I've promoted that in my e-newsletter. I've mm-hmm. linked to it on my e-newsletter in the past, not the last one, but I think maybe the one that came out last summer, because the one that had the Platinum Picnic on it, probably, because mm-hmm. that's an event we sponsor. But, you know, there's already a lot of great opportunities for us to partner with promotional types of things, so mm-hmm. I would be in full support of that. I'm sure Lucretia would as well.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Great. Any other updates? Anything exciting? Other exciting things coming out of the executive office?
Well, there are always a lot of exciting things. what's on the docket? You know, what's on the docket most recently? Well, tomorrow evening, the executive office is hosting another Meet Your County Government evening. We had one specifically for homeowner associations. And this one is actually kind of a catch-all general, whoever would like to attend and see and meet and talk with the 9 different departments that the county has, you know, whether they're seeking employment and they want to talk to someone from HR, to if they want to speak to a policeman because they're having, you know, some issues in their neighborhood or in their area. So that's happening tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. in the Gilliam Building, and, you know, all are welcome to attend. Again, we would have loved to have had our senior brochure done by this point in time. It would have been something, you know, we would have had available to hand out. As far as this group is concerned, maybe not, but we have submitted to council for introduction this evening, actually, a foreclosure amnesty program. For folks that are, you know, it's a two-step process, really. The executive has issued a moratorium on all foreclosures in Newcastle County, so we will not be foreclosing on anyone that is back delinquent on their property taxes. The amnesty program, as long as they come in and engage in a good faith effort in a payment program with the county. The amnesty program is, you know, once the legislation is passed, folks can come to the county and pay their delinquent taxes, and the penalty will be waived. So, and sometimes, you know, people don't come forward because they might just they might not have the money to pay for the penalty. So, we've also had the school district on board with that piece of legislation, so they will be waiving the school penalty as well. So, we're very excited about that, and that will be open from the date the legislation passes, which I believe will be March 13th, mm-hmm. and it'll be open till the end of May. And a lot of times it does affect seniors because in order to get on the senior discount, to have a senior discount, you have to be on a payment plan if you're delinquent in your taxes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we aren't going to take a hit. We may not make a lot of money, but that's not the point. I mean, people are really in dire straits right now when it comes to foreclosures and paying bills. So the county doesn't do a lot. We don't have a lot to offer. And this is one thing that it's part of doing our part for folks out there in this time. So. I think that's probably the most relevant right now.
For individuals who are interested in that, where would we direct them?
I can give you my card, but actually just call the finance office is who you'd be calling.
The Newcastle County?
Newcastle County Finance Office. That's available online, but the only number that's coming to my head is Ed Malowicki's, and I don't think he would know everybody calling him, so I can find that number for you.
We'll get it.
Very good.
thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. Chris, do you have any updates on things that you're doing?
I do. And I want to urge all of you to visit our newly launched Delaware Aging and Disability Resource Center website. And that website actually would be a great place for a number of you to advertise, to put all of your information. There's a searchable database. Individuals can search by county. So the email address is simply Delaware ADRC. The acronym is Aging and Disability Resource Center, DelawareADRC.com. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, it's a single point of access for individuals to access information or link to services throughout the state. So this is the Delaware Aging and Disability Resource Center is statewide, but we serve all counties. So we have an 800 number, 800-223-9074, where you'll reach an information and referral specialist who will link you then to resources, whether it be about housing, whether it be about senior services, and that's available to all Delawareans regardless of income, and it serves all of individuals with any disability. So I would urge all of you to contact that website, and if you have something that you'd like to post, make sure that you go in and check to see if the website has a posting for you, since we're driving people to that website, to that searchable database. Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to that, we have a print copy of that searchable database that will be available, and there's no cost to Delaware residents, and it's available. The newest version will be going to print within the next few weeks, so we should have that hopefully by May, which is Older Americans Month. That's our goal.
Is that the handbook?
Yes, it's the guide to services.
Okay.
Now, that's one of the things, but on our on the governor's website, you'll also see that there's a press release about the newly launched legal hotline. And this legal hotline basically is, again, another source for seniors throughout the state to access for legal assistance. And it's available, and I have the information for you here. In New Castle County, it's 302-478-8850. And in Kent and Sussex, it's 800-773-0606. It's available from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And they have, if there's individuals there who need pro bono attorneys, they're able to link them to attorneys. And one of the interesting parts about this project that came about as a result of a federal grant from the Administration on Aging is this. We were able to produce another resource, which I have a copy of somewhere here, and I'll show you. It's the legal handbook for seniors.
Right.
In addition to that, the University of Delaware was able to do a statewide legal assessment of seniors' needs. And from that, we were really able to understand what types of issues that are most pressing for seniors, mm-hmm. many of them having to do with foreclosures, mm-hmm. more and housing. And so that's also available. We have the results of that survey. And basically that's been the driver for the hotline and, of course, the recruitment for pro bono attorneys. So a great resource. It's available, and I just wanted to let you know about that. All of this information, if you visit the Department of Health and Social Services website or the state website, you'll see these press releases. They're on there right now.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I guess I could talk about something that AARP is working with your department on, mm-hmm. the Senior Nutrition and Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. But
That word has too much of a stigma now, so we call it SNAP. But our foundation out of Washington, D.C., went ahead and forged a partnership with DHSS, you know, your department, to sort of increase the SNAP enrollments in Delaware. And they contacted our state office to get involved to a certain extent. So we're going to be working with that whole coalition in 2012 to get more people aware of what's available to them.
It's a highly underutilized service by seniors in particular.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some pride issues. Yes. Some people feel that the paperwork would be too difficult based on the benefit you get. But the average senior benefit for SNAP in Delaware is about $112 a month. So, I mean, I think it's worth it. And usually it's a temporary benefit for people who might be having a hard time, you know, for a short period. So,
and sometimes eligibility for a program like that makes you eligible for another, like the free phones that cell phones.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you're receiving assistance in that one.
Right, right.
Just to that point, I just have a quick question, actually. Maybe the representative from DHSS can help me. When you go online and you fill out that, it's like a catch-all survey to see what state aid you would apply for, does the SNAP and the cell phone actually, is that part of it? When
you're talking about the assist application that comes up?
We had a question about that in our office literally this morning.
That goes right into the Department of Social Services, where they then begin to link you to various services. But I think the preferred step might be to recommend that they contact the ADRC.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And an Aging and Disability Resource Center also they actually have options counselors who can assist individuals in completing these eligibility or applications for services, which are usually very daunting.
They're cumbersome.
I would think.
So it would be a good thing to link them to the division or through the ADRC, and let them, request if they so choose that an option counselor meet them, and they can meet them anywhere in their home, senior center, anywhere, and help them complete these applications.
Chris, may I ask a question? Could that counselor meet them in a DSS office to help with filling out the paperwork?
Absolutely.
And I don't know.
And they already do. That's right.
See, I don't know if the workers there know this, that you have people who can work specifically with seniors. I'm going to ask my husband, because he works with Medicaid, and if John doesn't know it, it's not out on the streets. But I will make him aware of this, because he's got people who really need help walking through the system. And having an advocate there would be really helpful to them in the long run.
And actually, just to build on that, I'll be doing a presentation to the supervisors at Medicaid.
Oh, good.
But you're right. The Medicaid financial eligibility application is
torturous.
It's really torturous. It's about 26 pages.
Oh,
and you need help. You need help. So we just want folks to know that there is help. You can contact the ADRC, and someone there can link you to the resources that you need. And if you need additional resources, if you need a counselor to really help you and guide you, they're there for you.
That's wonderful. Thank
you. Okay, so just know that.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
I think everything Chrissy has said is just phenomenal. But previously, the division only served people who were on low income. So folks don't think of it in terms of, hey, I'm middle income or whatever, and there's help for me there. So
that's
a new facet.
Yeah, or I'm middle income, but I need help from my mom. You know, we're always someplace to go to get some of that
Tremendous resource.
Yeah. Right. It is the ADRC services are available regardless of income. And basically, this now, Delaware has a statewide ADRC. We now join a network, a national network of ADRCs, so that if you have a family member living in another state, for instance, in Florida, California, you can reach their ADRC and you can communicate, and our services are similar. So it's a really wonderful network that we finally here in Delaware now have joined this, as I said, a much broader network of services.
And that's terrific that you have such a good website that, you know, you've gotten up and running, because a lot of the people who will be searching for caregiving services for a parent are what we, you know, the so-called boomers who are maybe in their 50s and who really use the internet as a way to look, to search for that kind of information.
Yeah, so that's true, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah, that's terrific.
It's, and it's just launched, so it's only as good as the people that continue to yeah. use it and update it and maintain it. And so we have, you know, we're just at the beginning of this, but we really hope to expand.
Can I just ask an example?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Leon Wiener and Associates has evidently a supply of housing for seniors and people with disabilities that is ADA compliant. So if that gets listed on the website, how does that happen? Does Leon Wiener, I guess I'm asking this for Deb, you know, if she's looking for people to be in her housing, how do you, this seems like a website that would be very useful.
Yeah. And you would contact on the ADRC, there's an actual link for for service providers to request a login. They can go in. There's specific inclusion and exclusion criteria, naturally, so we want to make sure that the services that we're posting on here are legitimate. So you'll find, you'll be able to, you know, an individual can review those requirements. It'll come back to the division, and usually they're listed. And as I said, if there's an issue about listing, you can contact me directly, and we can basically typically direct work through some of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a project director, I can hopefully guide an individual or an organization.
I'd like to grab one of your business cards. I'll hand it off to Deb because she had a two-page list of entities that they work with, similar, you know, just nonprofit groups that are trying to help. So it would be interesting to put the two together.
And do the builders actually? The Home Builders Association actually may be listed on ours. I don't know, but it would be a great link to have.
Well, that's something we need to do anyway. I mean, we need to be incorporated with all this stuff because, and our website's pretty comprehensive also. So anything we can do like that would be great.
Oh, that would be excellent. Thank you.
Councilwoman Diller, I missed the discussion on the universal design legislation. Do you have an updated copy? Or
We went through it on Friday, and land use didn't send it back with the updated copy yet, but we will have an updated copy. And I'm sure if you ask Dave for an updated copy, you'll get one.
We'll ask him this afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you trying to take that to council tonight?
No. I mean, we still have...
Do you have some sense of what the timeline might be for presenting it? Or
I think once they finish it, we need to get it on the land use agenda so it can be reviewed.
It has to go to plus.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay. It could be a long time then.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's got a plus review, we're talking. I forgot about that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How long are you talking if it's plus review? How long are we talking?
It depends. I mean, it depends on when you get it in and how booked their schedule is. Mm. I mean, this is a state review, so if you get it in at the right time, it might be the next month or it might be 2 months down, depending on the closing date for information.
Which you're looking at this year.
Oh, yeah, this year. But I can't tell you it will happen next week. But I completely forgot about the plus review.
And then planning board.
Yeah, planning
I was going to say, Renee, does it have to go to planning board after plus?
Yeah. It's gonna take a while.
Well, of course, if you need us to advocate for any of it, or if you need any information from us or our headquarters, we're here for you as we're not as connected to the process as you are here in the county. So if you let us know, we can give you any tools you need to get this through.
Okay. Thanks.
I think it's great that you're really trying to get all the proper supports right from the beginning, you know.
Well, I think, you know, if you... It's always better to have the discussion at the front end than the back end. That's
right.
my theory.
Yeah.
I've seen some of that happen in council, and not with this. Valerie, do you want to just let people know about your resource fair just for...
Oh, the community day that's coming
up?
Yeah, and actually I was going to try to grab Kim after the meeting here today, but on March 24th, Glasgow Regional Park will be having its first annual Community Day.
Nice.
And in addition to having local vendors and entertainment and activities for the children and pets and seniors, there's going to be a health and wellness area where we're going to have some screenings. We're going to do a 5K fun run walk so that anybody who wants to come out can participate in that. Nemours has actually been really just such a great advocate for that, and they're pretty much running that part of it. So that's going to be really great. And I think it'll be a really fun day for everybody to come out and meet the community. If you'd like to be a vendor, certainly. You guys are already, DHSS is already signed up on community services and stuff like that. But if you know anybody who you think would be a good vendor for this event, we'll be taking applications for that through the end of probably next week. And then that's it. So.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Love to get more info.
Yeah.
It should be a really fun event.
Yeah.
And Valerie, how many eggs do you have in your
In my office right now, I have 10,700 stuffed Easter eggs sitting in my office.
Wow. So spring eggs. You have a yen?
Yes, spring
egg hunt?
Okay, they're spring eggs, according to Kristen.
Spring eggs.
Yes.
Oh, the
boy.
Spring eggs.
Yeah.
Any other announcements?
We worship eggs. How's that?
Interesting things that are happening.
Just real quickly, I neglected to mention that the Milford housing program can respond to issues that people who are living in manufactured homes and mobile can. So that's a great resource, and that's important for you to know.
Yeah,
and to make sure you hear that.
Because technically, they're considered cars.
Yes, they are.
Automobiles.
Yeah, because of the restrictions with our housing programs, we can't respond to those, and we're always looking for ways to help people. So that's a real plus.
That's great. Thanks. That's a really key piece of information. Mm-hmm. It's good to know. Okay. Do we have anything else, any other announcements, anything that fits under other, which is number 6? Any public comment?
I just have an odd thought, just out of sequence with what all that's going on. When we're talking about the level, assisted living, no.
Stepless entry.
Those sorts of universal design.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Universal design. Oh, someone talked about Leon Winter, having people in those environments. Well, it would be great to have a human interest story with that, but it would have to be part of a sort of a campaign that it would, you'd have this human interest story. Mm-hmm. You might have activities at senior centers where someone is talking. When the health fairs are going on, you have somebody there who's saying, you know what, this is a way to make your life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Just a suggestion.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea, yeah.
Universal design.
That's right. How this benefits you.
Right. Yeah, you have to be careful how you market it.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin was saying that, you know, people have this stay away. Because
I'm not that old yet kind of attitude.
That's right. I'm not old yet. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Well,
but I'm sure
that's even with something with Deb. She was saying with the you know, when they do the government housing and they have to provide so many units, and they have difficulty getting rid of because people, you know, don't want to.
Wow.
Well, she gave a great example. They redid an apartment complex near Newark. And because they had the money, they could do universal design in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they took out the tubs, and they put in the roll-in showers, and the people, the ladies especially, went nuts. They wanted their bathtubs. And she said, so, you know, you really have to know that sometimes people just don't want to change, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, she said, there is a reality.
That's true.
Even if you know that people will need this down the road, whether they are willing to accept it is, you know, are just two different things. And she had some very concrete examples of why, you know, you can provide it, but if people need to want it,
yeah.
you know? So
you can build it, but will they come?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can build it, but will they come? Yes, this is sort of the question. So there are realities here, and that's why I think we want to move forward with as much education as we can. And Carol's idea is really, really great to try and make that happen. Yeah, that's very cool. Yes.
And just to pick up on that, I made a note that I'd really like to see if we can schedule universal design information sessions at the activity centers and maybe the
that
at Jones.
Good. That would be good.
Yeah. And I mean, even in the libraries.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we could use some of the county facilities as a testing way to give people this information and figure out maybe the best
sort of
ways
response,
to
right.
do this. So, because that story about the tubs, I'm just like, oh, you know, it would be great to have. I'm thinking forward, but, you know, and thinking like rolling shower. Yeah, that would be great, but... Not everybody
wants it. Who would manage it? Would you have, I like your suggestion, who would manage that, do you think? Like if you had trainings at different county facilities, like would you have trained a trainer and train people on the issue and then have them go out and bring groups
I think we
together?
Would do what we do with some of our other information systems and or sessions and other programming. We'd reach out to the source of the information and ask them if they want to be involved and make an agreement. And so then they would, you know, those experts would be there, and then we'd help get the word out, basically.
You know what, Susan, I could actually see this as a project for Scott's group out of the Newark Senior Center.
Good idea.
You know, they're, what are they called? The
nonprofit consultants.
Nonprofit consultants. Mm-hmm. And if they could actually put together the presentation and we could work with RSVP to make it a project, like the A Matter of Balance. That
right. That
you
would
know,
be the
I could
model.
See this as an RSVP project. You know,
right. Yeah. And are people familiar with a Matter of Balance? It's basically a small team of retired and senior volunteer program volunteers who became trainers around the importance of, fall prevention. Staying active and what that means for seniors. So that would be a good model for this.
Yeah.
I think another good resource would be a certified aging in place person.
Yes, exactly.
Kevin, I had an email from folks in New York about training they were having there, and they said, we just know about New York. You have to contact your local builders association. Hi, Kevin.
What are you asking, though?
The certified aging in place training consists of three components, and AARP has been so generous to provide the first.
Yeah, completed the first one. And that was at the APA, remember?
Yeah.
New York is doing the second, a little too far away. So just want to put a buzz in your ear.
Well, if I could give some more information on that, that'd be good.
Okay.
Well, good. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Well, I think maybe we want to move forward and pick a meeting date for the next.
It would stay the fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m.
So that would be?
That would be March 27th.
March 27th, okay. All right, well, we'll move forward on the universal design legislation. We'll see where we are and see what we can report back. Susan, do we need to do anything for you between now and the next meeting to take a look at this, to move the senior home repair project forward?
I think any information you come across that might help us identify resources, funding, and materials.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And does anybody have a connection with the senior employment program? And where does that function out of in Newcastle County?
The Division of Aging.
We're the funding source for that.
Okay.
So you
okay,
can
so
contact,
we'll
yeah. I'll put you in touch with the Bill Abernathy.
Okay. Okay.
Who oversees that project.
That would be great.
Yeah. Very good idea.
It is. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All right, we will see you again on March 27th.
Sounds great.